Hello, it is day 26 of Audio Mall. No music today. I'm going completely naked. I mean, what I mean is I am not using Boss Jock. I'm not doing any sound effects. I'm going directly into the native Audio Boo app for Audio Mall today. And why, you might ask? Well, it's because I'm 13 minutes away from the midnight hour. And I made a commitment. I made a commitment to do an audio recording every day for this Audio Mo Challenge. You know, just to recap, I learned about the Audio Mo Challenge probably at 9 or 10 p.m. the first day, July 1st, from Boss Jock, from Dave at Boss Jock, by looking at one of his tweets and being intrigued. What is this? What is this? And I did a little bit of hunting. And I found out what this Audio Mo Challenge was. And this is where I am today. And right then, it's funny. Right then, I said, I'm going to do this challenge. No questions asked. And it wasn't one of those things where you work yourself up to this commitment. It wasn't something, oh, I read about it. And then I get all my materials ready. And then I start on a certain day. It was a commitment. Honestly, I read about it. As soon as I understood what it was, within 5 seconds, I committed myself to doing this challenge. And that's really interesting to look at. Why do we have to work ourselves up to do something sometimes? And on the other hand, why is it when we see something in an instant, we decide that this is something we're going to do, no questions asked, no big song and dance? That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I think that's really interesting. There's probably stuff that I have thought about doing for a long time, and that's all I did was think about doing it. Whereas this, I just sat down and I did it. I decided I'm doing it. Now look at me. I'm 5 days away from completing it. I haven't missed a day. I'm very proud of that. Some of this content that I've shared may have sucked, but that's the way it goes. Following my friend Ed Dale for the last few years, he writes a lot about content and writing and creating content. And he studies people that do so, which has led me to do that as well. But my point is, he says, sometimes the stuff you do is going to be crap. It's not going to be great every day. But you do have to do it every day anyway. So if you want to follow Ed, he's on Twitter at Ed_Dale, D-A-L-E. Really interesting stuff if you're interested in learning about some of the psychological sides of creating, whether you're a writer, a musician, comedian, a wannabe comedian. But another thing, okay, I've got a few minutes, a minute left. I bought a Logitech Bluetooth keyboard because a little while ago, two reasons. A little while ago, I had to write, sadly, a eulogy, and I knew I had to get out of the house. So what I did is I grabbed my iMac keyboard, which is a Bluetooth keyboard, and I went to a spot where I usually go to practice singing. And with my iPad and this keyboard, and I started just writing. I wrote for an hour, hour and a half, and I really enjoyed the experience. So since then, I've been thinking about getting another Bluetooth keyboard so I don't have to take that one. And what really pushed me over the edge was I'm learning how to use the Drafts app even better, and I'm realizing what a very, very powerful app that is. If you are interested in an iOS user, check out Drafts in the App Store. Really cool. Tons of things you could do. It's going to help the creative process. So that's why I bought this Logitech keyboard. It's called the Logitech Tablet Keyboard for iPad. It looks really cool. I'm going to try it out right now. Have yourself a holly jolly Audio Mo Day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.